escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we get to the Braves, a couple of headlines we didn't get to in the huddles. This is in the huddle part deux. Vikings wide receiver Rondale Moore suffered a pretty significant injury in his left knee on his first play of their preseason game versus the Texans on Saturday. That's after missing all of last season with the Falcons due to a major right knee injury.
I've told my story plenty of times on here. I made it back from the first season-ending injury, or actually it was actually the second in my career, but 2013 I broke my ankle and rehabbed a solid 12 months to get back from that, only to go into a preseason game against the Titans and have a season-ending injury the next year on my right foot. And it, from a mental standpoint, where he is at with everything going on with his career, it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's very, very – coming back from a season – we talked to Braylon Trice about it last week. Coming back from a season-long injury is very, very tough. Coming back from two in a row, next to impossible. And I made the decision at a certain point after that rehab that I was like, you know what, I'm not mentally prepared to do this a third time. So I stepped away from it. I'm not saying that's what he'll do. And obviously, very, very good player in his own right. But that's a tough, tough break for him, man.
Yeah, it's I really, really feel bad for him. Because, I mean, he was going to be in a talented receiving group if he was to make that team, and he would have had he might have had a chance to step up pretty quickly with the suspension of Jordan Addison, right, for the DUI. I think it's like three games. So it just – and he was a beast in college.
Oh, man.
I mean, at Purdue, back in the day, he was an absolute beast. I think the guy caught like 1,000 balls in college, and I know I'm being facetious, but remember, Mike, there was that one year where he had like 150 catches.
It seemed like 20 every single week, man, for that offense that he was in, but it stinks all the way around. There's no doubt about it. He will always be remembered as the guy who got traded for Desmond Ridder.
Well, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's only Desmond didn't make the team out there in Arizona.
Nope.
And Rondale was gone early in training camp.
Yep.
So just unfortunate for all parties involved.
Well, moving on to Travis Hunter. He made his preseason debut working as a receiver and cornerback for the Jaguars. He had 2 catches for 9 yards in his 10 plays as a receiver before switching and playing 8 snaps on defense.
I never thought Travis Hunter looked like large to begin with, but, man, he looks small in that Jacksonville teal or whatever that color is.
He looks slight. Yeah, he had a slender look to him, for sure.
But he looked shifty and quick, and he almost looked – He, you know, what's funny is I know that he is these things. I never thought of him as like a slighter, speedier guy. But dang, if that's not what he looked for when he was caught that little screenplay from Trevor Lawrence, and I didn't really get to see a ton of him on defense, but I did see him miss a tackle. But I mean, dude, that happens. It's so early to tell with a guy like him.
Look, it's not for me to decide, but it is for me to talk about. I just can't help but wonder if they're doing him a disservice by not letting him focus on one side of the ball at this point in his career. I know that's what he wants to do, and I know that's why he drafted him, and I know that's what made him great. But it is hard enough to be a part of an NFL roster on one side of the ball. I realize he's able to do it, but mentally, focusing on the things. You're right. There was a missed tackle. I thought he looked great getting his hands on a ball, but that one of those passes he caught, he was short of the first down. It was like, man, like get to the six. I don't know.
But we are in preseason. Is there a chance they're going to move him to one or the other as they get into the regular season?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I keep asking the same question, Allie, and I keep looking at it. And then when you see him 10 snaps on offense, 8 snaps on defense, you're like, I guess it's not coming.
Well,
I don't know.
Now, here's the thing for me, and I think it's a great question. No, I think, is the answer. But the thing is what is his role on defense? Because now, right now he's listed as a second-string DB. Look, DBs are spots where you play every snap. If you're one of the two outside corners, you play every snap. The nickel is obviously based on personnel, but that's a personnel package that's on the field like 80% of the time now, right? Maybe he's that dime. If you're going to bring in another a corner and a dime package, but you know that's where you put him. Maybe he is a guy that if a guy's struggling, you bring in. I think it's true. I mean, don't take it from me. If you don't want to take it from Mike, take it from Devontae Adams, who was gave a very good in-depth answer about how detrimental it can be to a player's sustainable career long term. I just don't like it. I think that he's being done a disservice by not only the team but the people in his camp to say, look, the best thing for you is to have a long career. Let's figure out what you think you can do, what you're better at, and let's go there.
I also just wonder about the actual nuts and bolts as a staff. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator and he's your starting wide receiver, and you see him in on like an 8-play drive, and then, you know, you want to make sure that you're in, you know, 11 personnel or whatever it is, and you want to make sure he's the second wide receiver. Are you, like, not thinking in the back of your head? I know Liam Cohen's, you know, calling the plays and everything else. But are you not thinking in the back of your head, like, I don't know that I want him to run this route because I don't know how much gas he has in the tank right now? Like, and it just – it presents a whole set of issues that I'm sure that the Jags are going to act like it's not a big deal. And maybe it's not, man. Maybe they have this in-depth just – you know, Microsoft Excel spreadsheet that tells them when they can run certain plays, but it's just a lot of caveat to a situation that I'm just not sure how they deal with it.
Well, think about the proverbial rookie wall. It's real. It really is a real thing. And it's not just the length of the NFL season because they start training camp in July, but it's the physicality of the game as well.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing. So what are you going to do when he hits that? And that'll cause injuries.
It will. And how many times do we talk about the workload of a running back? You know, hey, this guy carried the ball 380 times last year. Like, dude, when you're talking about playing both ways, offensively and defensively, and you start looking at the next season and then the next season and the next season, you're like, man, this guy's played, you know, 5,000 snaps the last 3 years. It starts getting a little bit out of hand. So, I don't know, man. Look, it's for them to figure out, not me. But I said throughout the draft process, I was almost glad the Falcons didn't have that pick with him on the clock because I don't know what you do in that situation.
Right, right. Well, we're going to get to Mic'd Up in a moment. Mike is getting trendy. But first, Braves won yesterday 7-1 over the Marlins. Matt Olson, Ozuna, Michael Harris, they all got home runs. It was like Oprah, you get a home run, you get a home run. So Joey Wentz allowed one run in 5 1/3 innings, and the Braves won 4 of 5 games against the Marlins. Kind of looked like the team we hoped they would be all season long this weekend.
I shouldn't, but I get so frustrated watching Michael Harris have good at-bats and have good hits and hard hit balls because I'm like, dude, like if this had just come around, I don't know, 2 months ago, we would be in much better situation. I know it's not all on him. It's not. It never is. But, man, he was just abysmal for the first half of the season. And then you watch him tearing it up and you go, he's going to get to the end of the year. His average is going to be like 260, and his numbers are going to be good. And it's not going to have that nuance of being like the timing of this couldn't have been worse because I just hope he has a better offseason, whatever he's doing this offseason, and he's not like a Joey Votto type. But you know how Joey Votto every April was just awful.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the year, he was like an MVP candidate and was hitting like 400.
That's kind of the pattern it feels like right now because last year he did something similar. Remember he finished the season strong last year? And I'll say it. Makes you start to wonder, what is he doing in the offseason?
Yeah.
Because What is your off-season regimen like that you're not ready to go for the season until the All-Star break every year?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You remember Joey Votto was like, I'm going to take 1,000 plate, you know, at bats this offseason against live pitching. And the next one was like, that didn't work. I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to swing it at all until I get to, spring training. And then mm-hmm. that didn't work. And it was like, you know, maybe I'm going to go play winter ball. And then that didn't work. And it was just like the next thing throughout his, God knows, how long did Joey Votto play? 17 years or something like that? Just felt like a different kind of story every single spring training. So I don't know what the answer is, but watching him get hits on, you know, like the empty calories we've talked about, Marcell Ozuna, starting to heat up again. You're like, okay, great. What does that mean?
Right.
You're going to be a free agent. Like the Raisel Iglesias starting to tear things
right
up. You're like, are we going to sign him back? You know, I don't even know. I don't know what it means. But bullpen had a good weekend, and that's something to be smiling about. All right, Dylan, let's hit this thing. I am not one for the recent fads that come along with fitness. I don't know if you guys have seen me. I don't exactly have a V-shaped physique, if you will. More of a pear
sure.
body. You know, spare tire and everything else going on. But I feel good about it, all right? But every morning we've come out here for the last 3 weeks, and we've been out here, 5:15 a.m. We've watched people walk by. And what have they had on, guys?
A weighted vest.
A weighted vest. Now, I am not one, like I said, for the latest in fashion trends, but I started looking up. I have a very, very hilly neighborhood. If you've never been out here to Flowery Branch, there is like a loop that goes all the way around the property, behind the lake in the back, behind the condos, all the way up by the indoor and all the way through the front parking lot, and then all the way up behind the hill that the fans sit on. It's very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
Started thinking about my own neighborhood. My wife has a weighted vest. Where she walks the dog, she wears a weighted vest. So over the weekend, I was like, you know what, man? I've been watching people do that for the last couple of weeks. I think I'm going to try this whole rucking thing. I'm going to throw on my wife's weighted vest. Now, she got irritated with me. She tried to tell me after one time, she tried to be like, you stretched out my weighted vest. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I didn't. I wore it for 15 minutes. I walked 1 mile. I didn't stretch out your weighted vest. She's like, I can feel it. You stretched it out. You need to go get your own. And you know what? I wore it again yesterday, walked the dog, got about a mile and a half in, felt great, felt winded. It's not terribly hard on my joints, I don't think, because that's obviously a big thing for me. But I got done, went on the Amazon, boom, 40-pounder.
All right,
let's
go.
40 pounds.
40-pounder, let's go.
All right, I got questions.
Let's go.
First off, does she have one of those that's, like, weighted in the front or the one in the back?
It's both.
Okay,
yep.
Because I want to know which one you bought, because I have thought about, my neighbor's got one, and he talks about it all the time. I'd like one.
Hers is not of the removable sort. I think that's hers right there, where it's kind of in the straps.
And how much weight was in hers?
She had a 20-pounder.
Okay, so you went double.
Well, look, I'm double her weight as it is. I might as well roll out there with double the weight.
What kind of, you're walking 15-minute miles?
I don't give or take. It's less than 20. I think it's 17, 18.
That's a very good pace.
It's a brisk walk.
You also have a long gait.
Yeah.
So
big stride.
Google Maps will predict anyone walks 20 miles or 20 minutes for a mile.
Right. But that's more of a stroll. It's look, when I'm walking the dog, it's a lot slower.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, maybe that's
sniffing.
Maybe that's my problem. I have Sprinkles with me, and she stops to pee and smell.
Talk about the size of the gate. Charlie, you know, being half German and half lab, he's probably covering a little more ground than Sprinkles.
Hey, bro, those legs move fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watch my two fingers go like this.
So I've heard good things about the weight of vest. There's a lot of science behind it. It just makes me nervous. This is going to sound crazy, but I promise if you measure yourself at night versus in the morning, you're an inch taller in the morning. And it's because gravity squishes you throughout the day. It squishes your discs. And so I've been nervous that those weighted vests will make me shorter. And Lord knows I cannot lose any height. So I'm a little bit nervous to try them, but I hear such great things about them.
I have some height to give. And, you know, according to Bo, maybe I can get a discount on my clothes if I keep wearing the weighted vest.
Which
the thread count goes down.
Which one did you buy now?
I bought the 40-pounder with the removable 2.5s.
You've given him a reason to be on his phone, Mike. This is what's happened.
I know, man. That's just really a good morning shift policy, isn't it?
That's
on me.
Did you get a design?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder
if it's got like mine has the Velcro on the front where you can put like a patch on it.
Yeah. So we need like an update. You're going to start wearing it. It's probably arriving today if you already ordered it.
Tomorrow. I ordered it yesterday. I think it's supposed to be here tomorrow morning.
Okay. So then you're going to wear it for a week. Give us an update.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'm hoping that my feet, which have obviously had surgeries, my ankles and my knees, that I hope I can start losing weight before it starts hurting my joints.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like always the balance.
Well, what's the goal with it? Are you trying to lose weight or just trying to get stronger?
I'm trying to, you know what I'm really trying to do is like rid myself of the core issues, like back pain, things like that. Just, you know, doing a little bit more. It's not that I don't exercise, it's just that it's sporadic. So I'm hoping this will give me a reason to, kind of develop a plan.
I want an update because I might get the gray camo one. I like them.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call on the way. It's 404-726-0929. Colin, do you have a weighted vest? I'd love to know if anyone has experience using these. But right now, also, who are you rooting for in NFL at training camp? Who do you have your eye on? And what did you see in Friday night's game that has you excited or concerned for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. Dylan is taking your calls right now. 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.